Well, Wellington's harbour master says he'll be very surprised if weather caused the breakdown of a Cook Strait ferry on Saturday night. The Inter-Islander's Kaitaki lost its engines in a rough swell on its afternoon sailing from Picton and drifted dangerously close to the rocky south coast of Wellington. It seems two new ferries set to replace the fleet in 2025 can't come soon enough. Our reporter Kate Green has the story.
Inter-Islander calls the Kaitaki a reliable ship, but on Saturday it lost power to all four of its engines. Harbourmaster Grant Nalder says the ferry was about a kilometre from water shallow enough to ground it. Passengers on board told RNZ it was rough, but not terrible. Grant Nalder says the weather was certainly a complicating factor.
If it had been a northerly instead of a southerly, they would have just been quietly drifting out to sea, which may be a bit upsetting for the passengers, but absolutely safe for the ship until they get it going. It was just because they were getting carried towards the shore that this became an issue.
A timeline released by Maritime New Zealand shows the ship first reported engine problems just before 5 p.m. It dropped its anchors and a mayday was called at 5 past 5. The ship was just over a nautical mile, about 2 kilometres, off Sinclair Head, better known as Red Rocks. There was a southwesterly wind of 30 to 40 knots and swells up to a metre high. Grant Nalder says that's nothing the ferry hasn't seen before.
That's rough. It's not extreme and it's not at the vessel's operating limits. It's a rough day.
Police, ambulance and the Defence Force were assembled and 5 rescue helicopters put on standby. 6 vessels were sent out for support, including fellow Inter-Islander, the Arateri, the police boat, Lady Elizabeth, and 2 harbour tugs. The crew on board managed to restore power around 7 p.m, and the Kaitaki was able to get itself into the harbour under its own steam. It docked about 9 p.m, 7 hours after leaving Picton. Walter Rushbrook, Inter-Islander's general manager, told Morning Report yesterday the breakdown was a rare occurrence for the normally reliable ship.
This is an extremely rare occurrence for Kaitaki. It's one of our key workhorses and it's been very reliable for us. We're not going to sail the ship again until we're assured that it's safe again to run.
Investigations into the breakdown are continuing and there is no word when they might be finished. 2 other ferries are picking up extra sailings. Transport Minister Michael Wood says that at 30 years old, the Inter-Islander vessels are requiring more maintenance.
The Inter-Islander ferry fleet is coming towards the end of its life and that's well known. That has meant there has been a decline in the reliability of the vessels. We've had extensive maintenance work underway on all the vessels to keep them as safe and reliable as possible, so it's concerning that we have had this incident.
Building consent has recently been granted for the new terminal at Kaiwharawhara, designed to accommodate 2 new, larger, hybrid electric ferries. But with these not set to arrive before 2025, the Kaiarahi, the Kaitaki and the Arateri will have to hold on for a little bit longer.